possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Conservative.
One of my favorite contributors over at hotair.com is David Strom. He's going to join us after the top of the hour. He is in Minneapolis, so a lot to say on what's going on up there. Chris Elston is back with us. He is known on the X, formerly Twitter, as Billboard Chris. He's been a hero on some of this gender-affirming care nonsense that's been going around the country, including, you know, our effort here to close down, which was successful, the clinic at Children's Hospital in WashU, thanks to Jamie Reed. Chris, welcome back. It's been a little bit since I've spoken with you. How are you? Are you at home in Canada or somewhere else on the planet?
I am at home right now, but I'm heading off to London tomorrow, and I'm going to be there for a little while and doing a tour of the UK and Ireland.
I figured you might be hitting the road because that is what you do. There is a bit of a trans connection with this shooter in Minneapolis. So what would you say about all this that's being undercovered by the media right now?
Yes. So these are mentally ill people, right? You don't try to change your sex and go on the opposite sex's hormones and cut off body parts if you're thriving in life mentally. And instead of getting the help they need, they're being harmed. So who knows what else is going on in this man's life, but the way that they are treated is though they have some special and unique and very brave identity. They are simultaneously given drugs and hormones which don't belong in their body while being propagandized that the entire world is out to get them. So we shouldn't be surprised when they commit violence because they are in a violent cult where the entire left and the entire Democratic Party is encouraging them to commit violence. We have people like the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota wearing a shirt that says protect trans kids with a blade on it. So what message are they trying to send?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. It really is. And what you just said there in the last, you know, minute and a half should really be the focus of a story, let's say maybe this Sunday in the New York Times or the Washington Post, because it's a legitimate news topic. And of course they won't do that. And no one will touch it. They're being so careful. You have the New York Times referring to him as a her. I have a montage I'll play a little bit later of folks on CNN and MSNBC kind of stumbling over the he, her, because they want to make sure they get the pronouns right, Chris. That's the most important part of this story.
Right. And what are we doing when we call a man by female pronouns? We're giving legitimacy to a terrible movement teaching children that they are born wrong, that they were born in the wrong bodies, that they're supposed to be something they're not. They call this gender-affirming care. What is that affirming? It's affirming that there's something wrong with the child, that they are structurally broken, and that they need to change themselves. this young man, this shooter, this murderer, by the way, expressed regret for having transitioned.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. Like, said, he even sort of self-acknowledged that he was brainwashed, right?
Absolutely. And I know you've had Jamie Reed on your program many times. She's been in the news a little last day talking about this. She's a whistleblower from the gender clinic at Washington University, who oversaw 1,000 of these cases. And it's not really helping any of them. Of course it's not. They all have different psychiatric disorders. We know from gender clinic statistics, like in the UK, that 70% of the children had five or more coexisting mental health comorbidities: autism, trauma, sexual abuse, mothers with borderline personality. Themselves, they have BPD. They have all sorts of issues going on, and they're not being treated. Instead, they're being told, yes, the source of all your problems is your gender identity, and we're going to fix that up by making you appear to be the opposite sex. That doesn't solve anything.
I have mentioned, I'm glad you brought up Jamie, because I brought it up with several guests in the last couple of days, and one of the things that really jumps out to me in that original report, the whistleblower report, was her focus and concern about the mental health issues related to these young kids that were completely being glossed over. And the automatic go-to was, let's put them on puberty blockers. Let's give them this medication. Let's do this. And it was never the attention. And one of the guys I think she highlighted was either fantasizing or actually having sex with dogs. And that should have been a tip off
right
from the beginning. But apparently it wasn't. They were more concerned about whether he or she should be a they, them, or something along those lines. Now, you do have there's some victories out there that keep happening, you know, I think around the country when it comes to some of this stuff. And, you know, Jamie helped a lot of that. It was a bit of a ground zero, as I've referred to it here in St. Louis. WashU closes that center down. A lot of other clinics have followed suit. There was a story that I saw today that the University of Michigan Medical Center became the latest to drop trans services for minors among the pressure from Trump. But then there's a story that I saw from Leo Sapir. And Leo wrote that the AMA, the American Medical Association, is still supporting this gender-affirming care thing. And they've passed a resolution promising to protect these procedures. So the rest of the world has kind of come around on this. You've exposed it. Jamie's exposed it. I've done my best in exposing it. And the American Medical Association still isn't on board, Chris.
Yeah, they're the most powerful medical lobbying organization in the United States. They have the most doctors in the organization, and they have a new president. And this new president was on a Zoom call with Ethan Haim, who was a whistleblower from Texas. He's a young doctor that blew the whistle on how Texas was ignoring the ban and they were continuing to harm kids. And there was a member of the state house in Michigan, one of the Republicans, on this call recording it. And Dr. Haim started to talk about how these drugs, when given to children at 10 or stage 2, the beginning of puberty, they sterilize these kids. And what did the new president of the American Medical Association do? He made a movement with his hand up and down as though Dr. Haim was just mouthing irrelevant words, and he tried to move it on.
Oh my gosh.
He's doing anything he can to ignore the truth. He knows nothing about this himself. He then asked this state representative to talk to a brand new doctor called Dr. Krikorian, who is a woman identifying as a man. And they recorded these 2-hour-long interviews. This doctor, who was recommended by the president of the AMA to discuss this with the politician, didn't even know the systematic reviews that had been done on this issue by Finland, Sweden, UK, or the United States. Totally discredits them and only brought up individual studies that have already been widely debunked. So these people are not interested in the truth. We need to stop treating them as though they are. These people are enemies of our kids, and we need to discredit them fully and talk to the real doctors, like ones at the American College of Pediatricians, who are also blowing the whistle.
That what you just shared there is just stunning. It really, especially at this point in this conversation, you would think, and you've been at this for a while now, and I've been talking about this for a while, and it's almost been 3 years since Jamie's report, you would think that there would be more of these medical professionals that would be on board, but they're so woke and so brainwashed themselves, they can't bring themselves to do it.
The president of the AMA said the suicide rate is between 50 and 70% for trans-identified people. They weaponize suicide all the time. It's the only thing they go to, because the only way you can justify this abuse, this child abuse, is to say that kids are going to die if you don't do it. But the actual suicide rate, we know from studies in Finland that the actual suicide rate was 0.052% over 24 years at their gender clinic with more than 2,000 kids. There were 7 suicides. It was slightly higher than a sample group of about 17,000 people, but the common denominator was other psychiatric comorbidities.
Yeah. And by the way, the higher suicide rate is not with kids and children that are transitioning. It's with the adults that have already transitioned and still have the mental health issues. And that's a little hidden secret in those figures. Billboard Chris Elston, always great to have you on, Chris. You have a great trip overseas. Do your work, and God bless you. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.